Right, so we're on Daf Nun Dalad Amud Aleph, and we can only really continue if we summarize what we learned until now. We said in the Mishnah that on a regular day in the Beis HaMikdash there were 21 tkiyos. How did we get to 21? 3 for the opening of the gates, 9 for the first tamid, 9 for the second one, 3 and 9 is 12, 9 and 12 and 9 is 21. The Mishnah said that's the minimum. There was never a day when you had less than 21, those 21. Then the Mishnah said the max was 48. When was that? So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, it was Erev Shabbos of Sukkos. Because Erev Shabbos of Sukkos, in addition to the 21 just mentioned, you had an additional 12 for the Milui HaMayim, for the various stages, Shara Elyon, Shara Tachtoin, the Milui of the Mayim, the Mizbeach, that took you to 33. You also had an extra 9, because it was a Musaf being Sukkos, that took you to 42, plus 6, because it was Erev Shabbos, that took you to 48. We have already established, that was of Nun Gimel on the base, that our Mishnah is not the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. We must remember that piece of information because we're going to come back to it. Why was our Mishnah not Rabbi Yehuda? Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, you wouldn't call this 21 and 48. What would you call it?
7 and 16.
7 and 16. Remember, we said it's not just semantics, there's real nafkaminas lahalocha between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon. So we've already established that our Mishnah is not authored by Rabbi Yehuda. We must remember that. Okay. Another important piece of information, which again we're going to come back to, that's why we have to summarize before we move on, that our Mishnah is also only fits in with the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. What did Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov say? That on the Maila HaSirius, on the 10th step, what did he maintain? There was no blowing. Where was there were blowing? On the Mizbeach. So our Mishnah must fit in with that opinion, because our Mishnah indeed says that there was no blowing, there's no mention made of the Maila HaSirius. So again, our Mishnah does not fit in with Rabbi Yehuda. It absolutely does fit in with Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. That's point number two. Point number three, Rabbi Acha. There's a lot of names over here, so if you have to keep our wits about us. Rabbi Acha learned from a pasuk that every single musaf requires another 9. So therefore, even if you have a number of musafim on one day, you wouldn't say that we just do one collective set for all the musafim. Rather, each musaf, and he learned this from a pasuk, each musaf requires its own set of 9. Okay. So again, 3 points. Point number one, our Mishnah does not fit in with Rabbi Yehuda. Point number two, our Mishnah is authored by Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Point number three, Rabbi Acha bar Chanina actually said every musaf requires its own 9 tekiyos. Now, the Gemara asked a question. Remember the Gemara's question? That what happens on Sukkos, Shabbos? Shabbos, Sukkos. Not Erev Shabbos, Sukkos is what the Mishnah talk about, but rather Shabbos, Sukkos. How many tekiyos would you have then? 51. Why would you have 51? Because it's true that you lost
6.
You lose 6 because of the Erev Shabbos. It's not Erev Shabbos, it's Shabbos. Okay.
You gain 9.
But you gain an extra 9 because Rav Acha just told us that every Musaf requires another 9. And on Shabbos Sukkos, you have a Musaf because it's Shabbos, and you have a Musaf because it is Sukkos. So you have 2 Musafim, so you're going to get 2. Take off 6, add 9. That's an additional 3. So how many will you get to?
15.
51. That was the moral's question. So why did you tell me that the Mishnah's max is 48? It's not true. According to Rav Acha, I can get you to 51. So the Gemara initially answered, no, you don't get to 51. Because you knock off 3. Why did you knock off 3? Because Psichas Sha'orim on Shabbos is not blown. Why is it not blown?
It's not a mitzvah.
It's just a simon. It's how you launch the day. It's not part. So what are you down to?
48.
Rava, and this is what we left off with last time, was very upset by this. And he said, I'm sorry, this teretz is unacceptable for 2 reasons. Number one, why is it unacceptable?
Do it every day.
Because how do I know I do it every day? Because the Mishnah says, B'chol Yoim. So how can you possibly tell me that there's no tkiyas for Psichas HaShorim? On Shabbos, the Mishnah says there is every single day, and therefore we're back to 51. Back to 51. Secondly, says Rava, and this is where we left off. Secondly, said Rava, even if you tell me that you are in theory right and you're back down to 48, I claim, l'chaira, you should be up to 51 because you jolly well did blow for the Psichas HaShorim on Shabbos. How do I know? Because the Mishnah says kol yom. But even if in theory I accept your position and even if I say that you're right, and therefore how many are there? Only 48. But why did the Mishnah not mention this case? Which case did the Mishnah mention?
Erev
Shabbos Sukkos. It did not mention Shabbos Sukkos. Now, why would you say it would be preferable to mention Shabbos Sukkos?
More Chedushim.
Why the more Chedushim is where we left off with. So let's have a look at the Gemara. Omar Rava. First word on the line is Lepsichas HaShorim. Omar Rava, towards the end of the line. We have it? First word on the line, Lepsichas. Yeah. Says the Gemara, Omar Rava, Man ha deloy chosh lekimcha. Who is this who doesn't care about his flour? It's an expression for, he's saying unnecessary things, it's not true. Why? So he has 2 tainas. Chada, number one, my question on you is, how can you possibly tell me that there's no tkiyas for Psichas HaShorim, but surely the Bechol Yoim, quote unquote, Tanan. So look immediately in Rashi on the second wide line. Rashi says, Choda de masnisim tnan b'chol yoim, quote unquote. It says there, b'chol yoim, says Rashi, hoyu shom achas v'esrim. The Mishnah quite clearly told me that every day there was 21, umani, and the Mishnah counted, like from the word minion, and the Mishnah clearly counted psichas sha'orim b'hadayu, with them. So Psichas HaShorim was clearly included in that list, which the Mishnah told me is true when? B'chol Yom, every single day. Ve'im Einom B'Shabbos. And if you're going to possibly suggest that it didn't take place on Shabbos, then I'm very sorry to tell you, Nimtza, it's going to turn out that what? Shepoichasin, that we're going to have less. Me'achas Ve'esrim, less than 21. So how can the Mishnah say that there was 21 every single day, including Shabbos? According to you, that it did not take place on Shabbos. So how many would you have on Shabbos altogether? 9 and 9, 18. On a regular Shabbos. On a regular Shabbos. Shabbos, Pashas, Vayakel. There's no such thing as a regular Shabbos. Every Shabbos is special. But on a Shabbos which is not Yom Tov, how many would you have? You'd have 18.
Musaf.
for every Muslim, because you got a Muslim on Shabbos, so you have an extra 9. Wouldn't you?
Good point. Rashi says you'd have less than 21, so you're asking, it's not true, I'd never have less than 21. It's true, I'd go down to 18.
Rashi's just talking about the 21. The package.
You're asking a good point, Rav Ram. Asking a good point. Asking a very good question. Kiddush this week in Mishpachas Sheffield.
Okay, what time? Anytime. Chilling, yeah?
The Rashash asks your kasha. Heilige Rashash. Fabi Mechavim to the Rashash, dance on the table, Rav Ram. Are you afraid of the Rashash?
I keep my shoes on. It's fear to call.
It's my fabulous.
Okay, so Kiddush next week at the Cohen's, this week at the Sheffield's. Rashash says Rashi is very shver. And the Rashash says, if I would have been Rashi, do you know how I would explain the Gemara? Look in the Mishnah. Look back at the Mishnah. Ein poichasim me'asar v'achas tkiyas mikdash. Ein mo'esiv v'nabron shmein. B'chol yoy me'esrim v'achas tkiyas mikdash. Sholosh psichas shom. Teishat tamo shom. Teishat v'ach. U'b'musofin... When there was a musaf, for example, on Shabbos, they would add another 9. What does another 9 mean? In addition to 21, says Rashash. That's what the kasha of the Gemara is. Because on Shabbos, there's no 21. It's not 9 plus 21, it's 9 plus 18, which is 27. Says Rashash, that's how I would have learned the Gemara, but Rashi doesn't say that. What does Rashi say? Rashi says he's going to less than 21. Frek from Abraham Sheffield, it's not true. You're never going to end up with less than 21 because you're going to have the musafin. So you have to say like Ramesh Zalek said before. All Rashi means is from the initial 21. In other words, the Mishnah says on a regular day you have 21. On Shabbos, that means that 21 is a solid base for every single day. And that's what Rashi is telling. It's not true. On Shabbos, you do not have a base of 21. Rather, you have a base of 18. It's true. It could be that you added another 9. You'll get to 27 at the end of the day. But the base of 21 is not true.
When Reb Zera came up with his solution, he was only talking about the 21.
Yep. And that 21, you're saying, doesn't exist on Shabbos. It may well be true that you have to add 9. So eventually you're going to get to 27, like you said, Rav Ram. The 21 is not true. Okay, be it as it may, either way, Rava is highly unimpressed with Rav Zeira's teretz. How can you tell me there's no psichas hasha'arim on Shabbos when the Mishnah seems to indicate quite clearly that there was? That's question number one. Okay, back into the Gemara. Va'oid, first word on the line, va'oid, furthermore. Inami kahadodi ninhu. And even if you're going to tell me that what? That they are the same, what does they are the same mean? That means even if I accept your position, that there was no psichas asharim on Shabbos, and therefore we're back down from 51 to 48. Therefore you have 48 on Shabbos sukkos, and you have 48 on Erev Shabbos Sukkos. Remember, what was the big question? Why are you telling me that the maximum is 48? Surely it's 51. And what was Rav Zeira's teretz? It's not, it's 48. So Rava says, firstly, it's not true, it is 51. Because there is Psichas Hasharim. But even if, you know what, I'll give it to you. Fine, you know what, have it your way, you're right. And it's back down to 48. Therefore, there's no difference between Erev Shabbos Sukkos and Shabbos Sukkos. I'm sorry to tell you, says Rava, you're still in trouble. Why? inami kahadodi ninhu. Because even if they are the same, meaning even if there are 48 on Erev Shabbos Sukkos, and there are also 48 on Shabbos Sukkos, still, listen, we should have stated in the Mishnah, Shabbos Shabbatoi Chachog, Hoyusham Arboim Vishmoine. We still should have stated it. Why? Why do we need to state it? I'll tell you why, says the Gemara. The Shomet Mino Tarti. Because from that line I hear two chidushim. Which two chidushim? Shomet Mino, I hear from there, Derab Elozer ben Yaakov, the Shomet Mino, Derab Acher bar Chanina. Now let's go slowly. When we learned our Mishnah and we got to 48, remember we got in a bit of a tangle. What happened to the Milo HaAsiris? What was the answer? Therefore, who's the Mechaba of our Mishnah? Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. So for that was Chiddush number one. Our Mishnah wants to teach you the position of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. For the Milo HaAsiris, there was no Tkiyas.
How do we know again that it was not the Rabbanan? How do we know that?
Because according to the Rabbanon,
there's the 10th step.
The Mishnah did not mention the Milo HaAsiris. The Mishnah said, Shara Elyoin, Shar HaTachtoin. What happened on the 10th step? No mention of that in our Mishnah. So clearly our Mishnah is being authored by Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, who says that on the 10th step, there was no blowing. Fine. Chiddush number one. Now, on Shabbos, during Sukkos, at this stage of the game, we're considering that there was indeed 48. Fine. Those 48 also include the 12 of the Milui HaMayim. Shara Elyon, Shara Tachtoin, Milui HaMayim, and Mizbeach. But not the Milo HaAsiris. Why not the Milo HaAsiris? Because we've already established that our Mishnah is following the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. So whether you tell me the Erev Shabbos story, or whether you tell me the Shabbos story, either way, with regard to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, I'm no better, I'm no worse. I'm either way going to learn that chidush that our Mishnah is Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. But what trumps it? If I talk about Shabbos, then I get another chiddush thrown in for free. Because if you would only have told me Shabbos Sukkos gets me to 48, you'd get your calculator out and you'd say, what? 1 second. How do I get to 48? I don't understand. I lose 6 because it's Erev Shabbos. It's not Erev Shabbos. I lose 3 because we're going with Reb Zeira, who says that Psichas HaShorim on Shabbos never happens. So I've lost 9. So how do I get back up to 48? It must be
extra Musaf.
Extra Musaf, Rebacha. So why didn't you teach me the Shabbos Sukkos story? That way I would have known 2 Chidushim. Meanwhile, you only told me the Erev Shabbos scenario, so I only learn 1 Chiddush, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Therefore, says Rava, that's why I don't accept your answer. Number one, because it's not true. Because Psichas HaShorim did take place on Shabbos. And number two, even if it would be true, in theory, I say it's not true, but even if it would be true, and you're back down to 48, far better to tell me the 48 on Shabbos than the 48 on Erev Shabbos. Because on the 48 on Shabbos, I learn a double whammy chiddush. Number one, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Number two, Rav Acha. And therefore, I'm very sorry to tell you, you have not answered the Mishnah. We are back in trouble. Why did the Mishnah not teach me this case? If we're looking for the absolute maximum, which is 48. So firstly, L'chaira, according to Rav Acha, it's going to be 51. And even if it is 48, it's still better to tell me this case. So why didn't the Mishnah teach it to me? Look in Rashi now. Fourth line. Va'oid. Furthermore, inami ki hadodi ninhu. Even if you're going to tell me it's all the same. 48 on Erev Shabbos. 48 on Shabbos. Kloima. In other words, afilu ledvarov. What does ledvarov mean? Whose words? Reb Zeira. Afilu ledvarov. Even according to his words. Remember, Rav said, I actually disagree with his words. I hold that psichas hasha'orim, even on Shabbos, does take place, but he says it doesn't. You know what? I'll give it to him. Afilu lidvarov, even according to his words. Whose words? Reb Zeira's. That what? She'ein toikim lepsichas sha'arim b'shabbos. That you don't blow for the psichas sha'arim on Shabbos. In which case, v'havaluhu nami. In which case, you will end up also b'shabbos she'betoich hachag. Memches, which means you eventually arrive at the final tally of 48. Kedahava arboim v'shmoina, be'erev Shabbos shabbatoy chachag, comma. Which would mean that, yes, it's not more, it's exactly the same. It's 48 on Erev Shabbos, and it's 48 on Shabbos. Nonetheless, listeni, it should state in the Mishnah. Shabbos, Shabbatei Chachag. It should still tell me Shabbos, Shabbatei Chachag. Why? Daho, hava, lei, lemisni. That, daho, underline the ho. Daho, this case you should have told me. You should have told me the case of Shabbos. Ulamishbak. What does Ulamishbak mean? And to leave Erev Shabbos. Why didn't you tell me the Shabbos case and leave out Erev Shabbos? Why? Why is that any better? Says the next Rashi. The Hoshamin Omino Tarati. Because if you tell me the Shabbos scenario, I learn from there how many Chidushim? Shomet Mineid Rebeleza Ben Yaakov. I learn Rebeleza Ben Yaakov, says Rashi. De'ein Toikin Lamailo Asiris. That you don't blow on the 10th step, Elo al gaba mizbeach, kedekaoma lehu va'ozil, as we will eventually say, or as truth as we said already, that's chiddush number one. Number two, coming up, v'shaminon minei, and I would also hear as well on top of that, derab acha. I also learn Rav Acha's chiddush, the toikin al kol musa. Now, let's just press pause for a moment. If I tell you the Erev Shabbos case, which Chiddushim do I learn from there? Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. If I tell you the Shabbos case, I learn Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and also Rabbi Acha. So it's 2-1. That's the Gemara's Kasha. So why don't you tell me that case? Now, 1 second. If I tell you the Erev Shabbos case, I don't get Rabbi Acha. Do you agree?
You don't need them.
Right, so if I don't get taught that chiddush, but 1 second, I get taught something else that I won't get if I'm taught the Shabbos case. I get all the Erev Shabbos story about the six and the three and the malachas and the sadis. So what are you telling me? It's 2-1. It's not, it's 2-2. What's the answer to that question? I already know that. We were taught in the beginning of the Mishnah, it says, on Erev Shabbos, it was an additional 6. So now when you tally up the Erev Shabbos on Sukkos, and part of that list is the 6 for the Erev Shabbos, that's not news to me, I already know it.
But you would not have known it if the Shabbos case was in the Mishnah.
I would.
The Erev Shabbos,
no. I would, because we, would definitely, because we definitely mentioned, it says, but Erev Shabbos, hoyu moisif en shesh. Then it talks about Erev Shabbos Shabbatei Chachag. But the Erev Shabbos was a regular, normal, this Friday, tomorrow, Erev Shabbos Vayakel, you blow 6, that I already know. That's why Rashi makes this whole beautiful addition now.
De'ilu.
Because with regard to the shloisha, lahavdil, and lahavtil, to stop you doing malach, etc., don't tell me that's a reason to put in the Erev Shabbos case. You know why? Ashminon bereisha. I already learned that in the reisha. Va'amai shovka. Again. So why did we leave out the case that you should have told me? V'tana Erev Shabbos. Why did you insist on telling me the Erev Shabbos? And what do I learn from that? Not much. V'loi ashmi'inon milsa chodata. I do not learn any chidushin from that, other than what? Elo? Rebelezer ben Yaakov. Lechuda. That's the only chidush that I learn. So how many possible chidushim are there in the Erev Shabbos case? With regard, Erev Shabbos Sukkos. With regard to the Shisha, the Friday afternoon siren, is that a chiddush?
No.
With regard to Rav Acha,
it's not
now. This is not applicable because there's no extra musaf on Erev Shabbos. So how many chiddushim do I get altogether? One. What is that? And if Yoni would have told me Shabbos, how many chiddushim would I know then? Rav Ben Yaakov and Rav Acha. That is Rava's question. And therefore, we are at this stage, good or not good? Where are we up to at this stage? Is the Mishnah good or not good? The Mishnah's in terrible shape. Our Kasha now comes rebounding back. Once Rav Acha told me that every Musaf requires another nine, so why didn't you tell me Shabbos Sukkos? Because that way I'll get to 51. So Rav Zeira's answer was, no, you don't. You only get 48 because there's no psichas hasha'arim. Says Rav, I'm sorry, it's not a good teretz. Because firstly, there was psichas hasha'arim on Shabbos. And even if there wasn't, and it's only 48, but you still should have told me Shabbos, because then that way I get two chidushim instead of one. So we don't know why was Shabbos Sukkos not mentioned. Surely Shabbos Sukkos, you get to 51. And even if in theory you only get to 48, it's still worth a mention, because you learn two chiddushim from it. Says the Gemara, Elo, our favorite word. Elo, reboot. Fine, we're having a rethink. If you want to know why Shabbos Sukkos is not mentioned in the Mishnah, says Rava, Elo, Omar Rava, not like Reb Zeira. Lefi she'ein toikin lemilui mayim b'Shabbos.
That's illogical. It wasn't that.
You do not blow the milui mayim on Shabbos. So you've just lost how many?
12.
Just lost 12, so you're nowhere near 51. Says the Gemara, the Botsri Tuva. What does the Botsri Tuva mean? Botsar means less. Tuva means a lot. So it's a lot less. So if you want to know why Shabbos Sukkos is not mentioned, it's not because there's no Psichas Hasha'arim Tekiyos on Shabbos. There are psichas hasha'arim tekiyos on Shabbos. That's not the reason why it wasn't mentioned. You know what the real reason is, says Rava? You're nowhere near 51. In fact, you don't even get to 40. Because when did the Milui HaMayim take place? On Erev Shabbos. Says Rashi, Lefi she'ein toikin leMilui HaMayim b'Shabbos. Why not? Shekvar nismalu me'Erev Shabbos. Because the process was actually done on Erev Shabbos. Kedetanan perek lulav arava. It said there clearly, Elo shehoyom mamale me'Erev Shabbos, quote unquote. That is a quote from the Mishnah in Daf Memches Omad Beis. Says Rashi, that's what the Gemara means, that if the Milui HaMayim happened on Erev Shabbos, if you've lost all your tekiyos, says Rashi, ubot sri lohu tova, you lose loads. Why do you lose loads, says Rashi? Kol hanoisofois b'chag. What does that mean? Kol HaNosaf is b'chag. All the additional tkiyas that are unique to the Yom Tov of Sukkos do not apply on Shabbos of Sukkos. Which ones? Shar HaElyon, V'tachtoin, V'shar HaMayim, V'legab HaMizbeach. All of that procession happened when? Erev Shabbos. U'botzri lehu nami. And you'd also lose, on top of that, the lahavtil or lahavtil, the sixth to Erev Shabbos, in which case the ikatuva. So you lose 12, you then lose another 6. So from the 48 that you have on Erev Shabbos Sukkos, the next day you thought there's 51, actually how many really are there?
30.
That's the real reason. Not like Reb Zera, that there was no psicha sharim. No. There jolly well was.
How could Rava have had this whole va'od, in which case he was including the 12?
Because he was there, all going with the logic of Reb Zera.
Now he's even telling, if I give you Reb Zera that you're right, and it is
and even if there's psichas, there's no psichas, and even if there's milia mayim, you're only going to get to 48, you still should have said it. You know what my answer is? You're 100% wrong. There was no tkiyas for milia mayim. That's the real answer. Suppose
that. Gabi HaMizbeach. The Gabi HaMizbeach, which had nothing to do...
That was the Arava. The Arava.
But the whole ceremony did not put the...
Right.
The four-step ceremony, so to
not
speak,
take place
did
on Shabbos.
It had nothing to do with the Mayim, though.
Therefore, again, when Rava was busy bashing Reb Zera, he was working with the logic of Reb Zera. That means, I don't mind entering your world for a moment. In a moment, you'll see that my world is very different from yours. But even if I step in your world, it still doesn't make sense. That's what he was telling him. Because even in your world, how many are you going to get to? 48! Still should have said it. Okay, you know what my answer, says Rava, is? Take a step out of your world, enter my world, you never get anywhere near 48. Nowhere near 48. The whole question is a non-starter. Why is Shabbos Sukkos not mentioned? Surely I get to 51? Nowhere near 50, nowhere near 40, I barely get to 30.
According to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and the Rabbanan, this ceremony, whether you include the steps or whether you include the Gabi HaMizbeach, did not happen.
According to
Rava.
According to Reb Zera, it did. Which means, Mayrav Rabbeisai, if we ever get asked the question, did they blow the tkiyas for the Psichas HaSha'orim on Shabbos morning? What would you say? One word answer? That wouldn't be my answer.
It depends.
Oh, I see,
Machlekes. Machlekes. Reb Zera said, it's not blown because not a mitzvah. And what did Rava say? It is, it says, Kol Yom. That's Machlekes number one. Then would be asked another question. Did they blow the 12 extra that they blew every day on Sukkos? Did that include Shabbos Sukkos? The answer is again, Machlekes. According to Reb Zera, yes. According to Rava, no. Do you remember these things? After 120, they're going to ask us these questions.
After 120 minutes, I'll forget it. Wow.
They say about Elulapian. In the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, how does Shulchan Aruch begin? First words of Shulchan Aruch, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid. First lines of Shulchan Aruch, you have to have a Kodesh Baruch Hu's presence in front of you always. So I think this is how the story goes. Elia Lapian, Mashkiach, used to always go over those words and give a lot of shmuzin about Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid. To encourage all the Bochrim, very important work on Shivisi Hashem Negi Samid. He says, I'm working on it. So they asked the Mashkiach, why are you so busy working? Why is this so important for you? So he says, listen, I'm going to get upstairs after 120 and they're going to give me a test. See if I kept Shulchan Aruch. I don't want to fail on the first page. First page, first line in the book. Yeah, at least that should pass. Should fail on the first line. I told you the story with the Chabina Rav. Chabina Rav was a Goyen Adir. And you call out Terakula. Later on in life, he married my great-grandfather's sister. And you call out, I'm in the middle of reading a book about the Chabina Rav. It's just off the charts. It's unbelievable. So towards the end of his life, he was very unwell. He had a bocha in his house who used to help him. In the middle of the night, at 3 o'clock in the morning, he suddenly alarms, calls the bocha, quick, 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 bring me a Noida B'Yehuda Tshuva's Chelek Beis. Do you need a Noida B'Yehuda at 3 o'clock in the morning for? I said, I'll tell you, I know I don't have much time left in this world, so I'm doing Chazorah of Kol HaTorah Kula, because I know that when I get upstairs, they're going to give me a Faheh. They're going to test me. So I'm going through everything, all my learning, off by heart. And I'm just up to Tshuva's Noida B'Yehuda, Chelek Beis, and there was a certain line in the Tshuva that I didn't remember, the absolute wording, word by word, off by heart. I don't know if we'll be held to account if we don't know the Noida B'Yehuda off by heart. Maybe, yeah. But certainly, if we don't know, was a basic question. If you went to the Beit Ramesh Zeni, you for sure have to know this. You're a Kohen. Come to the Beis HaMikdash. Did they blow the tekiyos for the Psichas HaSha'arim on Shabbos morning? Answer is, Machlokes. Fine. Reb Zeira said, no. Rava said, yes. How does he know? Because there's Kol Yom. Important question, basic question. Did they blow the extra sukkah tekiyos for the Miliyah Mayim on Shabbos? Reb Zeira said yes. Rava said no. Also a machlokes. Okay. Carry on? Yes. Zot behelege gemara. Velisni nami Rosh Hashanah shechal liyois b'Shabbos. Why didn't you tell me about a different scenario that we haven't yet mentioned? What would be in the theoretical case, which can be, when Rosh Hashanah is Chal on Shabbos?
It can happen to us today.
Of course. Sometimes it does. You don't blow shofar then. But Rosh Hashanah can be Chal on Shabbos. Now, we mustn't forget that we always, or can easily, we can easily forget that Rosh Hashanah, besides being Rosh Hashanah, it's also Rosh Chodesh. We don't concentrate on that part because, good quiz question, when do we not say halal on Rosh Chodesh? The answer is every year on Rosh Hashanah. It's the only Rosh Chodesh we don't say halal on. In which case, if Rosh Hashanah is halal on Shabbos, how many musafin would there be?
Three.
Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Chodesh. Ah, okay. Calculator time.
27.
So we have 21 for a regular day. Okay, we're going with Rava. You have 21 for a regular day, plus 27. So you're back up to 48. So it's another quiz.
On
Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good point. Good point. Fair point. Fair point. Very fair point. When Shabbos is Chal on Rosh Chodesh, like it is, by the way, not this coming Rosh Chodesh, but Rosh Chodesh Nisan, then on Shabbos Musaf, you mentioned, Yom HaShabbos is every Rosh Chodesh Hazeh. When Rosh Hashanah is Chal on every Rosh Hashanah, even when it's not Chal on Shabbos, we don't make mention of Rosh Chodesh. Good question. But the facts on the ground are that it is Rosh Chodesh. And if it is Rosh Chodesh, you have 21, plus 9 and 9 and 9 is 27, it's 48. So you've got another case you could have told me. Fred the Gemara, Velisti Nami Rosh Hashanah Shecholi is B'Shabbos. Why? Daha Ikka, because in that case there would be how many? Telosa Musafin. Three Musafin. What would they be? Number one, Musaf de Rosh Hashanah. Number two, Musaf de Rosh Chodesh. Number three, Musaf de Shabbos? Question mark. Again, this is only a question according to Rav Acha. Because Rabbi Acha was the one who said that every single Musaf requires another set of tekiyos. says Rashi on the first very wide line. The list in Rosh Hashanah le Rabbi Acha my svina. We're asking a question according to Rabbi Acha. Im Isa, if it would be the toikin lekol musaf, if it's really true that you blow for every musaf, listni Rosh Hashanah shechalios b'Shabbos hayusham memches. She could have told me that on Rosh Hashanah, which is Chal on Shabbos, I get to 48, Kof Aleph Shebechol Yoim, the 21 regular ones, V'chof Zayin, and another 27, Shal Shleisha Musafin. 21 plus 27 is 48. Says the Gemara, the obvious answer, that no. Erev Shabbos Shebetoich HaChag, Itzrich Leil Ashmi'inom. I prefer to tell you the case of Erev Shabbos during the Chag. Why? What do I gain that way? In other words, when you tell me the Rosh Hashanah Chalon Shabbos case, what do I lose there? I lose Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Now one second, let's stop. But what do you gain? Racha, that's the Gemara's Kasha. What do you mean? Says the Gemara, Otu, mi koma. Did anybody say, listni ha, veloi listni ha? I didn't mean say that case and not the other. Rather, listni ha, ve. Listni ha, why can't you say both? In one case, I'll get the chiddush of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, and in one case, I'll get the chiddush of Rabbi Acha. So how can you turn around to me and say what? No, I want to tell you the case of Erev Shabbos, etc., to get Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Okay, fine, I understand. I didn't say you should delete it. That wasn't my question. When I asked you should tell me the case of Rosh Hashanah Shechal v'Shabbos, I didn't mean only that case. What did I mean?
Only both.
Also that case. Each one you learn is separate chiddush. Says Rashi, bottom line. Could Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov demani lehu, because Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov counts out all the tkiyas v'loi chashiv de la mailo asiris, and he does not count the mailo asiris. That would have been the chiddush that we would learn from there. Fine. So what's tomorrow's question? All right, I agree. I never said you should take it out the Mishnah. All I said was, why don't you tell me another case of 48? So here we have the famous answer which we find in the Gemara in many, many occasions. Says the Gemara, two-word answer, Tana v'Shair. What does Tani v'Shair mean?
We learn some and we learn some.
We don't have to mention every single case. Now, Tana v'Shair always means that there are some cases that are left out, in which case we can leave this case out as well. So you're asking me, why didn't I insert into the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah Shechal B'Shabbos? The answer is, the Mishnah is anyway not an exhaustive list. There are some cases missed out. Oh, really? What, there's another case of 48 that's missed out? Which case? Says the Gemara, my Shire? Which case is omitted, the High Shire, that you could say that we'll omit this one also? You've only got the right to say that we'll omit this one if you say there's anyway another case that is omitted. Ah, so we see that the Mishnah is not the complete list. So you miss out one case, might as well miss out two. One second, has something slipped through the cracks over here? Which case was missed out? Says the Gemara, Shie Erev Pesach. Oh, Shie Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach, you'd also get to what?
48.
How? Says Rashi, top Rashi. Erev Pesach. Sheyesh B'Shchitas Pesach. There is in the Shchita of the Pesach Chof Zayin Tkiyas, 27 Tkiyas. How we'll get there, we'll see in a minute. But if I have 27, then once again, plus 21, and you'd get to 48. And that case is not mentioned in the Mishnah. So if it's not mentioned in the Mishnah, what do you clearly see? That some cases are left out, that we can miss out the Rosh Hashanah case as well. That's the answer so far. In a minute, the Gemara is going to reject the answer. But how do we get to the 27? Says Rashi. Sheyesh b'shchitas Pesach chof zayin tkiyas. Why? Sheha Pesach nishchat b'gimel kitos. There were too many members of Klal Yisrael to shech the Korban Pesach all at the same time with one group of Kohanim. So rather, how many shifts were there?
Three.
First cut means a group. First cut, first group of Kohanim, shift number one. Next group of Kohanim, shift number two. And then whoever was left over, shift number three. Shah Pesach nishchat begimel kitos. Cut achar cut. Not simultaneously, but rather group after group, Kedo Omar, as is stated in the Tomid Nishchat, which is a Perakim Sach. Now, the Kol Kat, each group, there's three altogether, each group, Koira es Hahalel, Gimel Pa'amim. Shehoyu Pischeyen Merubin, because each group, we're dealing with thousands or tens of thousands of Korban Pesach. There were many, 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 many Korbanos Pesach. V'hoyu tu'unin halel, and they all required halel, b'shchitosom, as you slaughtered them. V'loy hoyu maspikin lishchoit pischom. They were unable to finish shechting their Korban Pesach of kol kat v'kat of every group, ad sheyikru shalosh pa'amim, until they read Hallel three times. In other words, the Levim, I think it was, were reciting Hallel, singing Hallel, as the Shechita was going on. Now, they got to the end of Hallel, and the Shechita
kept going on.
So they began Hallel again, second time. They got to the end of the second time, and the Shechita was still going on. So every group, the three groups, each group had halal recited how many times?
Three.
And every halal got three tkiyas. A tarat. Well, it's very simple. So it's three times three times three. Each cat had how many tkiyas? Nine. Why? Because each cat had three halals and each halal has three tkiyas. So three times three times three is 27. Simple as that. Now, the final cut, or better put, sorry, the final halal of each cut, they never actually finished halal.
Final cut?
No, even every cut.
Okay.
That's what Rashi says now. Va'af al-gav d'tnan. Even though we have learned in the Mishnah Hossam over there in Psochim, and it said, quote unquote, four words, afal pisha loy shilshu miya mehen, even though they never really tripled miya mehen in all of their days, they never really tripled halal. It never really worked out. So how can you tell me that halal was recited three times? Surely the Mishnah says that halal was never tripled. Says Rashi, no, that just means hainu loy gomru. They didn't finish halal, but they certainly started. So every cut, if we'll be more precise, how many halals did it really get?
Two and a bit.
Two and a bit, or two and a half. Didn't get three, that's true. When it says it didn't get three, it didn't mean there was two. It means they didn't finish third time round, each group. So every group said halal once, said halal twice, and somewhere in the middle of the third halal, the group finished shechting all the korbanos Pesach.
Finish halal.
No, the halal is only a din in the shechita. You only say
when
halal during shechita. That's it.
You stop
wherever you are. Yep. Says Rashi. So it's true that they never finished. Aval mihu. Nonetheless, ein kat. There was no group shaloi hoiso gomroso shtei pa'amim. There was no group that didn't finish twice. They all finished twice, and furthermore, umascheles boy pam shlishis, and at least they began the third time. They did begin the third time. The ein chaser min atkiyah is klum. In which case, you don't lose out any of the tkiyahs. Why? Because shebetchilas kriyosai toikin. Because it was the beginning of the kriya of the halal that you blow. V'chol kriya is gimel tkiyahs. So every group, each cat, had how many halals?
Three.
At least they began halal three times. They actually finished it twice, but they began halal three times. And if they began halal three times,
so
there were three sets of tekiyas. Three times three is nine. And each group, so it's times three, so 27. That's the question. So how can you tell me? Sorry, excuse me, it's not the Gemara's question, it's the Gemara's answer. Therefore you see that what? That even though on Pesach, how many would there be altogether? 48, and yet it was not stated in the Mishnah. Which therefore proves to me that the Mishnah is not an all-inclusive list. So you're getting all upset that Rosh Hashanah is not mentioned. Don't worry, neither is Pesach, Erev Pesach. So if Erev Pesach is not mentioned, that clearly shows me that there are cases missing. Once I've established that there are cases missing, so I'm happy to say that Rosh Hashanah is also missing, not the end of the world. Says the Gemara, no, it's not conclusive. We're going to have to hold it here. Okay, now, Sunday morning, we're going matzah baking.
Where?
The Koyomiyas factory. I'm going together with Rav Kornfeld. We're taking a group from the shul here as well. So, we're going to have Shir Mitz Hashem Monday, Tuesday, Thursday. All being well, but Yizhar Shem Yizbarach. Because next week, Tuesday morning, I'm open. So Monday, Tuesday, Thursday. But not Sunday. Sunday will be. So Monday, Tuesday, Thursday. Yeah, that's okay.
Nothing will be happening. Because of the shoot.
Yeah, it's true. Shame.
Shabbat.
Well, strictly speaking, because every person has to be a member of a group for Korban Pesach.
I see.
Not every single